This is Views in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine has been publicly cautious in counting its gains in the counteroffensive it launched this month to reclaim territory occupied by Russian forces, and Western observers have commented on the slow pace. In an interview with the Washington Post, Ukraine's top general expressed his frustration with these assessments, and Friday, the top U.S. general came to Ukraine's defense. The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, Army General Mark Milley, told an audience at the National Press Club in Washington, Ukraine's counteroffensive was advancing steadily, deliberately, counting their gains in terms of 500, 1,000, 2,000 meters a day, fighting a war against a much larger and well-equipped army. He said he was unsurprised Ukraine's progress was slower than some people and some computers might have predicted.
What I had said was this is going to take 6, 8, 10 weeks. It's going to be very difficult. It's going to be very long, and it's going to be very, very bloody. Ukraine is fighting for their life. We are giving them as much help as humanly possible. But at the end of the day, Ukrainian soldiers are assaulting through minefields and into trenches, and this is literally a fight for their life.
Milley was also asked about last week's attempted mutiny by Yevgeny Prigozhin and his Wagner group mercenaries and whether or not it had weakened Putin. Milley said he did not want to make any assumptions.
Putin is a dictator. He's a vicious, violent individual who has ordered the killings, extrajudicial killings of many, many people. He's a tough guy, a hard guy. And how he responds to what happened there over last weekend with Prigozhin, I think history can tell us some indicators of what might happen. But to say that this will happen or that will happen, I don't think we know yet.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. France's government has asked all local authorities to halt public transport late Friday and urged parents to keep children at home in a desperate attempt to restore order as the country braces for more violence after three fiery nights of riots in response to the murder of a 17-year-old driver at the hands of police earlier this week. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
The government has said all options will be considered to stop the nationwide unrest. Into Friday night, France's interior minister said 45,000 police officers were being deployed. That's 5,000 more than the previous night, where 200 of them were injured and hundreds of people arrested. Clashes between protesters and police began in Nanterre on Tuesday, where a teenager was shot and killed by police at a traffic stop, and spread to other major cities, including Paris. The 17-year-old of Algerian and Moroccan descent has been identified as Nael. His death was caught on video and has ignited long-standing complaints among urban communities of police racism and violence.
That's Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reporting. A sharply divided Supreme Court Friday effectively killed U.S. President Joe Biden's $400 billion plan to cancel or reduce federal student loan debts for millions of Americans. The 6-3 decision, with conservative justices in the majority, said the Biden administration had overstepped its authority with the plan, and it leaves borrowers on the hook to begin repayments later this year. Speaking from the White House Friday, Biden said the court's ruling was wrong, and he blamed Republicans in Congress for triggering the Supreme Court's decision. He announced an alternative student debt plan designed to ease borrowers' threat of default if they fall behind on their payments.
I'm announcing today a new path consistent with today's ruling to provide student debt relief to as many borrowers as possible, as quickly as possible. We will ground this new approach in a different law than my original plan, the so-called Higher Education Act.
Biden said the plan would take longer, but will provide relief to millions of borrowers. A heat wave in the United States has killed at least 14 people in the southern states of Texas and Louisiana and is expected to be centered over the Mid-South by the weekend. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder reports.
David Roth, forecaster with the National Weather Service, says it's only going to get hotter.
The kind of weather you want to stay indoors or be in an air-conditioned place or drink lots of water.
Heat index levels forecast in parts of Florida over the next few days. Phoenix, the hottest large city in America, faces an excessive heat warning headed into the weekend. Dangerously hot conditions are expected from Saturday through Tuesday, including across south central Arizona. I'm Donna Warder.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.